All right, hello, hello, hello. We are back. Well, you know what's funny is we start the show and we get to about the first break. We look at each other and it's like, oh my god, it's the first 50 minutes. Is it gonna ever end?
And then we're almost done.
Yeah, exactly. Then you know we get to like you know the quarter to eight break and we're like, ah, crap, it's quarter to eight. And then we start thinking of all the stuff that we want to do and now it's like. What, 7 minutes left of the show? We're like, fuck, we didn't do this, we didn't do this, we didn't do this. Yeah, I know, it does go fast. Have a lot of fun.
When you're having fun, yes, we do. It's funny because we wanted to do a project together this winter.
Yeah, this was it.
It was that or learning how to cook or going to take dance lessons.
Yeah, so we're doing a radio show.
See, you always get your way.
Yes, always. Honey. Always. I mean, Sir Mark.
Woof.
Woof. Pup Loki had said something in the chat room, which was kind of interesting. He said, let me just go back, make sure I say this. I've been learning to keep my mouth shut, I'm paraphrasing, because that's not exactly what he said. Pup Loki did. And I'm like, why is that? He said, well, sorry, something that was said in the radio show made me think that, and you just have to keep your mouth shut, don't want to give people bad ideas. And I said, well, what exactly was said? He said, I forget, sir, just remember it led into a long conversation about how a lot of people have a filter at the back of their mouth so they don't say something that they regret. Filters are good, but at the same time, a filter shouldn't stop you from voicing an opinion.
No, because I would rather you speak your mind and then somebody...
Get on that microphone better.
And then somebody tell you you were out of line, or I agree, or I don't.
But as a pup or submissive sometimes, and this is interesting because it kind of goes back to a conversation that I think Boy Neil started earlier during his show, is when does a boy or a pup or submissive, when is it okay for them to actually say things? Do you know what I mean?
What I do...
See, it's complicated.
Well, it depends what we're talking about. If it's something that's going to affect your health or it's going to put you in danger, no, fucking speak.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm not disagreeing.
If it's something regarding...
Those are like really good olives, by the way.
Good.
I just ate one.
President's choice.
Well, I like them.
Again, if it's something regarding an opinion and, hey, you're a pup, you're allowed to talk. You know, and say, you know... may I speak, please? Or is it, could I comment?
Sir, may I speak? Yes. That works best.
But I do believe that most people, if you have something, an opinion about something that's relevant to what is being discussed at a time, is going to be appreciated.
Okay.
I truly don't think you should ever be embarrassed about speaking up. Again, it depends how you bring it up to the conversation.
Yes, and there's no stupid questions ever, ever, ever. If somebody makes you think that a question or something that you're curious about was stupid, then it's not them that has the problem.
No, because, I mean...
Or not you, excuse me, that has the problem, it's them.
Yeah, because one thing that we try to teach here is power is knowledge, and knowledge is power. So if you... Power is knowledge... And knowledge is power.
Okay.
Knowledge is power, and power is
That's
knowledge.
Better. I like yes. it better that way. And you're French, though, so
yes,
everything's backwards.
Yes, that's it. But information, don't be afraid to speak about if something you're not sure of, because it's safer that way.
And you know what? You might... Learning things is just kind of cool.
Yeah, because like it or not, a sir or a master can still learn from a pup, a boy, a slave... really, because a lot of time, and even younger people who are just coming out on the scene, have a different view of looking at something. And we're used some time in seeing things a certain way, and to have somebody who's got a fresh outlook on something, suddenly I'm comfortable in myself enough that I would be willing to listen and go, you're right.
But we've also talked about, I'm just looking... You know, I don't really care now. I was going to say who's in the chat before I say this, but no, a lot of younger people right now, I find they're too entitled. They feel they're entitled. And it's not just one, say, the straight group or the gay group or the bi group or whatever group. It's just young people in general, I would say up to the age of 23 or 24 right now, they just seem to make it like the world owes them something. And I notice this. I don't know if you do. Yeah, they can't see you nod. So he's saying yes. Or Mark is saying yes. And it's just they don't want to ask questions a lot of times. And they don't want to, if somebody who is a little bit older than, say, you, because I just got out of school 7 years ago.
Yeah, sure.
You know, as us youngsters, we feel the time now. They don't ask. They just say, well, that's it. My opinion's right. Were we like that when we were younger?
Yeah.
I don't think I was that bad. I'm serious. You know what? No. I will tell you something. That is the one thing that I always have done. I was working 2 full-time jobs. I put myself through high school, and I also went to fucking summer school so I could get a year ahead. I would listen to people because it was just cheaper. And it didn't hurt quite as much. But seriously, if you can learn from somebody else's mistakes in that aspect, you're either A, not physically being hurt, or B, emotionally hurt. But you still get emotionally hurt.
But a lot of the younger generation don't get it.
They don't get it.
Is it
generational, though?
It is. It really is generational.
So we did the same thing.
We did the exact same thing.
Did you?
Yep. I bet you if you go to your dad right now, or your 3 older sisters, which when we're finished, you got to call your dad.
If he's not listening, hey, Dad.
And he would say, oh, yeah, you. I know I did it.
I think that, I know, I was very rebellious.
See, I wasn't. I was a good...
I was the good little Catholic boy.
I was the good one. I never did the wildest thing I did that I can say. I was 15. My dad had just bought a new Cordoba. Tells you the type of the car.
Uh-huh.
And my dad used to drink quite a bit. Mm-hmm. And he had parked the car at the tavern. And the keys were in his coat pocket. And it was half bag. And I took the car for a drive in the middle of February.
Nice.
Yeah, we lived at the bottom of a hill,
and
at the bottom of a hill was a stoplight, a stop sign, and the road ended, and you had to go left or right.
Right.
There was a snowbank at the end of the hill.
And then there was a car in the snowbank?
Well, I'm coming down the hill, and I now slow down, and I didn't slow down enough, and I went,
nice.
Thank God what saved me and the car was that we'd had a lot of soft snow, and the snowplow had just come, and it was soft.
Okay.
But I had to crawl out the back window to get out of the car because you couldn't see the hood, you couldn't see the roof.
Right, right.
I ran to my grandparents crying and told my grandfather to call my dad or to call the tow truck or to pull the car before my dad realized and we could put the car back at the tavern. It didn't happen.
No, I guess not.
No.
No.
I never did it again.
So, yeah. So, you were...
That was the only thing...
And you're saying that you're not rebellious? Well,
no, that was the only thing I really did. I used to love cars. Cars, motorcycle, anything that had a motor. I know it's hard to figure out, but I loved it.
Dildos have motors.
I don't like toys. You know that.
I know.
We have a... I'd rather not have big cock than the toys. No, it's not my thing. But, no, I my parents gave me permission to smoke at 15 because they knew I didn't like it. My brother, who was 2 years younger than me,
smoked and hid.
They made me smoke at the table. It's okay, Mark. You want to smoke, go right ahead. Because they knew I didn't, and my brother, they were trying to teach my brother type thing.
Yeah, that's quite not really.
Yeah. No, I was the good one.
No, my mother tried to do that. Well, it was my parents. They tried to do the, you don't like our rules, move out. And I went, okay. And they went, all right, fine. So literally I was moving my shit out and they kind of, I said, no, I've got an apartment now and I'm moving out. And they're like, well, we're both stubborn. I didn't want to go and they didn't want me to go, but I left anyways. Probably the best thing I ever did though.
Well, I left home at 15 and a half.
Yeah, but your reasons for leaving were
well, there was different. Yeah, but again, too, it wasn't just what was going on at home. I knew I was gay. I knew I wanted a better life.
Oh, wait. A little ass licking there from Pup Corey in the chat room. Rebellion was always obviously a stupid reason to do anything for me. I was a goody-goody like you, Sir Mark.
Love you too, Pup.
Oh,
are you all packed, yeah, Pup? Yeah. Are you all packed? Got all your soap box and your soap
yes,
and your goodies
Pup,
to
Pup
go home?
Yes, Pup Corey's going home.
He's going to visit Mom and Dad.
Yes, we sent Boy Neil home so that he was there to... make sure I get you to the airport tomorrow because the weather's crappy.
Yes, make sure to give your mom a big hug for us.
Give her a kiss for me.
And give your brother a nice kiss for me. Pup Corey comes from a really good-looking family.
Mm. Yeah. What happened with him?
Yeah. Oh, you're an ass. He's very cute. He's got a big ego, but he's very cute. Anyway, you have a good trip, Pup. We'll miss you. And... you're back on the 18th, so remember, December 22nd, Envy Bar and Lounge in St. Catharines, our Woofmas Extravaganza.
Oh, my God, you've named it a Woofmas Extravaganza.
Yes.
And just remember that there are still a lot of people out there suffering from the glitter sickness.
Yeah.
And
the glitter sickness.
Well, yeah, you breathe the glitter, and it gets in your lungs. Donate. Oh, man. So what's next week got coming up for us?
Next week. What's next week? Next
Just
week.
General.
Actually, next Sunday, we're doing a repeat again. Because,
are we?
Yes,
oh.
Because we're going to be at Boy Neil's family Christmas.
How do you think
Sunday.
That's
going
to go?
That's going to be interesting because by halfway through the night, you'll be making out with Boy Neil's ex-wife, and I'll be probably trying to make out with Boy Neil's son. I think that's fair. Good way to break into family.
Wait, whoa. Why do you get to, like, oh, well.
No.
He did say the ex-wife is hot, just a bit of a cunt.
No, she's your type. She's fat and old. And
No, that was the daughter of the, the partner of the son. We're not talking about... We never did talk about his ex-wife. I think that's just...
No, we did. But anyway, so next Sunday, it's going to be a repeat. There might be a couple more with Christmas Woofmas coming along.
Well, no, because the weekend after... We'll see.
More before... Oh, it's coming so fast. Got to get that bathroom finished. I got to paint.
Just paint.
We're having a New Year's party.
Are we?
Yes.
Who's coming?
Lots of people. Anyway, thank you, everybody. Love you guys. Have a great week and be kind. And try to volunteer, okay?
Play safe, everybody.
Talk to
See you next week.
Have a good week, guys.
September 17. For a girl I know, it's Mother's Day.